parshas Vayishlach. We have the struggle between the Malach and Yaakov Avinu, and we don't have it's. It finally comes to a head. It says, "Vayovek ish imo adalois hashachar." A person, somebody was struggling with him adalois hashachar. Then vayakla yocholoi and so on. Vayoyma shalcheini kol hashachar. Vayoyma lo yashalecho kim berachtani. So point at which the struggle stopped was Aleis HaShachar, and the Malach told him Shalcheini. So Rashi brings the Kitzah, but the Gemara in Chulin brings a conversation between the Malach and Yaakov. So it says over here that Vayovek ish imoy, so it says he's told him Shalcheini kol hashachar. So the Malach asked him. He said, "Amalei ganevato oikum yustisata shemisoyim in hashachar. You're a lowlife. You're a thief or a kidnapper. That you're afraid of the morning. Amalei malachani umiyoyim shnevresi lo yigias mani lo meshira arachshav." So what's the Mela? Rashi explains the second half. Rashi by us brings down what was the pshat that he did at the morning. He all of a sudden got very busy, and the Malach said, "I need to go." And he said that I have to say shira. That's a hezbah, and why the Malach had to go. The first part of it, like the insult that Yaakov insulted him, or there was a havamina. I mean, what's that of any significance? The nekudat needs a beard. The nekudat needs a pshat. Is why is he have to leave in the morning? He's fighting the whole night, and malachim don't get tired. So let him finish. So there's an answer to that. That the I have to go say shira. But in the Gemara we have a shaka v'tarya. Yaakov Avinu asked him, maybe he's a ganav. And he told him, "No, I'm actually a malach, and I have to go say shira." What's that first half? What a chazal learning up in Yaakov Avinu's taina, and the malach's counter taina. And then the malach said, "Vayemi said la'shlechim brachtani." So I don't understand. It's if he has to go say shira, what's the he's holding back, and he's telling him, if you don't go say shira. If you don't give me bracha, I'm not going to go say shira. Manushach. If he has a chiyuv to go say shira, I mean, why does he stick in the bracha now as a tenai for him to go on? It's something that there's a masa matan over here. There's a shaka v'tari over here that needs to be understood in what was going on. And in demesis, it's melamed on the entire struggle with the malach. That in a certain sense, this maisa with the malach was really where Yaakov Avinu received his own mitzias. Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov until now. That's not his ikka name. He became Yisrael with this maisa. So if we ask ourselves, what's a defining maisa of Yaakov? This is going to be the defining maisa of Yaakov. Everything until now was a chana for this, and this maisa really defines Yaakov. You also find, interestingly enough, between Yaakov and Avram, there was a change of name, but in Avram Avinu, the entire first half of his life got shorn away. First of all, the Torah starts with Lech Lecha. The Torah starts really with the second part of Yaakov Avinu's life. If you call Avram Avram, then Ya'iva and Issa. Yaakov is called Yaakov and called Yisrael. There's no problem with called Yaakov Yisrael. So there seems to be Yitzchak Avinu was born Yitzchak. Avram Avinu's life started basically with being called Avram. Enoz is a kikotin shenoylat, but with Avram. Yaakov the moment retains Yaakov and Yisrael as both together. Also the name Yisrael, Kisarisa Mekim Vaadam Vatuchal. We don't find that. I mean, the name of Yaakov should be on the Gvura Shaboy. It's not something that is it's not Yaakov's midah, and it's also not something that we call somebody on the shame of his Avram Avinu's Avos Yitzchak, is it Tzchoikosoli, which is it's also Simcha, that the Bria is involved with Simcha. Yaakov is that he was a fighter. It's not what one would expect from Yaakov. It's not, doesn't seem to be his midah. The Chazal say, and also Vatuchal, but Derech Chalal, you would call somebody who's victorious that is Menatzeach. The Maila of winning in battle is called Nitzachin. Vatuchal means, and you were able to, you were successful, able to. I thought you were talking about Nitzachin over here. There's a Chazal in Shir Hashirim. It says, Mizos Olam in Amidbar, it's going on Klal Yisrael, a Shvach in Klal Yisrael. It says, Mukteres Moir, and it says, Mukteres Moir Levoinam, Mikoil Afkas Reichel. Klal Yisrael is adorned with every type of Besomim, Moir, Levoina, and so on. The there's Mukteres Moir, there's Levoina. And then there's Mikoil Afkas Rachel. Mikoil Afkas Rachel means with the entire array of psamim that a merchant has. The Afkas Rachel is a merchant went around, used to have a lot of little samples, a lot of different types of powders, and they have all the powders. So Chazal say, Mukteres Moir is Avram Avinu, because it's the Roish L'Kol HaPsamim. Okay. Yitzchak is Levoina because he was Muktar ke Levoina on the Mizbeach. 3. Mikoil Afsas Reichel ze Yaakov Avinu Shehoise mitas Hashem Lefanov Omer Tanchuma Ma Kupas Reichel Yishu Mikolim Mine Psamim. Just like a Reichel has all types of Psamim, Kach Kehuna Mi Yaakov or Levi or Malchus Mi Yaakov. Yaakov has all sorts of good things coming from him. Now, he compares again the two. Yitzchak, Nosna Avram Avinu Kol Shaloi. Yitzchak inherited everything from Avram. Shenem Avitin Avram is Kol HaShaloi Li Yitzchak. Brom, Roichloisov Shal Yaakov, all of the Kupas HaReichel of Yaakov, Loichoya El Mo'isa Avak Shetach Shaglov. It was all came from the Avak Tachas Shaglov. So what are we comparing here? We're saying, Yitzchak Avinu Yaakov anything from Avram, but Yaakov got everything from Davak. I don't understand. We're comparing what to what? I mean, it's Chazal seem to be pointing out a sharp difference between the two. It apparently is a mile of Yaakov over the previous ones, and it's not clear what exactly that mile was. Reb Yudna Matate, Reb Yudna Amar, Kol HaReichel SheYisrael Oysa Matzir Boilam Hazeh, all of the Reichel. Reichel is a type of business. It's trading. A Reichel, someone goes around and sells stuff. All Reichel SheYisrael Oysa Matzir Boilam Hazeh, they're Matzir this world, B'Schus HaAvak Shach Avinu. Okay? I mean, we're talking here about the Avak Tachas Raglov is the Mile of Yaakov, L'Umas HaVam Yitzchak, and now he says, the business that we succeeded. Reb Yudna said in another way, Reb Yudna Machuri, Kol Pragmatya Sheisrael Oysa Tzimah Zeb Suzevake. All the business Kaisel does in this world. So, I mean, it's a nice thing that Kaisel is Masich in business, and it's a wonderful bracha, and it's fine. And this is the Suzevad Avak, and that it seems to be a culmination of the Milos of Avroma Yitzchak. Reb Azaya Omer Tarti, Kol Muhammad Sheisrael Oysa Matzlichin Vesuz Avak Shach Avinu. All the Muhammad that Kaisel does in Matzlich is Suz Yaakov Avinu. And then finally, Rabbi Azariah said a different one, Kol Torah Sheisrael Oysim Boilam Hazeh B'Schus Yaakov Avinu, and it, all the Torah they have, and Rebbe Simon used to say this, the Avak, the Akash Baruch Hu took it, that's the, it took it, put it on Kizakovit. So Klaisel here, the Chazal here are pointing out the Afkas Reichel is the Maila of Yaakov Avinu. It somehow seems to be a Maila over the other others, where the others, Yitzchak got everything Avram gave him, whereas Yaakov got everything from Afkas Raglov. The Schusim of Kal Yisrael in Schoira, Milchama, and in Torah all come from that Afkas, and that Avak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it under the Kisei HaKavod. So what exactly are we referring to? What's the Maila and where is the expression of Kal Yisrael? Chazal is enigmatic over here. One more interesting point is Megala Mukis is a very deep sefer, a very difficult sefer. It's a lot of Rimazim, Kabbalistic, very famous sefer. Shapiro, the Baal Megala Mukis, and he has a lot of interesting. It's complex, it's difficult, not an easy sefer, but there are a lot of points that come out there that are incredible. He says the struggle of Yaakov and Esav were two afkois, two dusts. The Yetzirah tried to get the Yaakov on the mitzvahs that Adam is dosh by kevav. It says the nachash v'hu yishuvcha akiv, akiv, that the nachash will get your akiv, will get your heel. So Chazal say by akiv tishmun elo mitzvah dash by kevoy. So the Megala Mukis says that's avak ribis, avak lashon hara, avak zela. All the inyanim that Chazal categorizes as avak are noitzer from the dosh adam by kevav. That's one. Yaakov Avinu's Maila, that's what the Nachash tried to get out of Yaakov. Yaakov Mitzidoi, the Avak that he got, he brings a Gemara in Ksuvis, then the Ksuvis, Kofov, it says that by the Rabbanan Rav Huna, when Rav Huna used to give a shir, he could have a kamu, become a Natsi Glimayu, when they would get up and shake off they would dust off their coats, it says they would be mechase de shemesh. So that's the avak, that's toiv. So it's the avak against the avak was the muchama here. The avak of dosha mekeva of avak ribis and so on and so forth, versus the avak of the glimayu of the rabbanon by Ravuna, that they would be mechase the shemesh with the avak. The pasht of Shatil in the Gemara there is that the Avak covered the Shemesh, so to speak, it darkened the Shemesh. The Maral says over there that it outshone the Shemesh with Kvod Shemayim. There was a Kvod Shemayim over there that came from such a tzibur that was called Kulei Shakua, and when they got up, it casts a tremendous light on the world, that Avak. That's what Maral says over there about the Avak, and that's probably the Kavana, I would assume, of the Megala Mukis. But it needs a hesbin, understanding what is the Zeluma said, what's the Avak over here, that's the side of Yaakov's lies after Avak, and so on. So, let's start with the first Inyan, that the dialogue between Yaakov and the Malach about letting him go, whether it's he told him, are you a Ganav? And he told him, no, I'm a Malach, I'm saying Shir, and so on. In the struggle with Ra, the first one to be Koivea, the first one that was able to trash Ra was Avram Avinu. Chazal say in the beginning of Reishis, it's by Pesach Hatas Revitz, Chazal say Moshel Lahadol Lelistim Shofuf. There was a very, very puny listim. that he sat down, he couldn't walk. And he sat down, and anybody that would come by would threaten to kill him, and the person would give him his money. So one chacham walked by, and he noticed that this listim hasn't moved in the last few hours, and he guessed that there wasn't much to listim, and he started trashing him, and he pulverized him. Same thing it says, Avraham Avinu came, and he recognized that there was no, that he recognized that Avodah Zarah was empty, and so on. And all the stories you have about Avraham Avinu destroying the Avodah Zarah, this is the mashal. So, in the first hisboninus of Toi versus Ra, when Adam HaRishon eats an Eitz HaDaas, and it has Toiv and it has Ra, that itself is Avodah Zarah. Because the idea that there's Ra in the Bria, that there is an other Chusar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kfira. Even if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger, better, and more worthy than everything in the world, the idea that there is something else in the Bria, that a person eats Toiv Ra and there's a Tam to Ra, is something that is Ra. And that was the Shreirish of Avodah Zarah. Like the Rambam writes, Avodah Zarah starts with noticing that there's something else in the Bria other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking note of it. So Avraham Avinu came and showed that the Avodah Zarah is pure Dimyon. So it's absolutely without substance. It has no. It's an illusion. And that's the, like it says, we say k'ashan tichle, that it dissipates. It's like you take a big, huge block of wood, and it's strong. You push against, you pull against it, you put a match to it, and shortly thereafter, there's nothing left over there. So be'etzem, the Ra, the Bria, the Yitzhara, the Avodah Zarah, it's all empty, it's all a mirage, and it does not stand up to scrutiny. That was the dimyon of Avram, that was Avraham Avinu's enlightenment of the Bria. He enlightened the Bria by showing. So all the Inyanim Chazal tell us, we took one Avodah Zarah and had him just knock out the other Avodah Zarah. So his parents came back, they said, what happened? And he said, they had a fight, they said, I can't. All of these are to point out the inherent absurdity of Avodah Zarah. That was Avraham Avinu, and that was the first step in vanquishing Ra. And that's what Chazal say, it was a listim shofuf. It was a robber without any mitzias to it. He had no feet to stand on. There was a sheker that the raglayim has a sheker in the raglayim, and that's what it was at. Yitzchak Avinu continued with Yaakov, and that was his mahalach. Yaakov also continued that way, and the Yaakov also had to be megala. That there was nothing, that Ra was empty, and so on. So when he fought the Malach, or the Sarishal Esav, and the Sar said, I'm scared of the day, you know, Shalcheni Kol HaShacha, so Yaakov Avinu told him he asked him, are you a Ganav HaKabustus? The reason why a ganav or kabustus disappears in daylight is because Ra has no kiyum in the open. Gneva works only when it's bechabe, when it's dark, because be'etzem, the koichas of Ra don't have a metzias, and it doesn't stand up to sunlight, doesn't stand up to ha'ara. And that's why Yaakov asked him, if you disappear with daylight, it's a simon that you're Ra, and you have no kiyum. So yes, you can fight very strongly, and you can put up a big fight, but it's all when there's no light shown on you. As soon as we shine a light on you, you're gone. So just like the mashal, a person who suffers from a real disease, the person needs a medication, because the disease is real. A person who suffers from some sort of psychological ailment, it might have a lot of symptoms of real disease, but as soon as the person deheres why he's suffering, why it is, it disappears. Because it doesn't, it really had no mitzias. That was Yaakov's tfisa b'tor Yaakov. The Malach told him, no. The Malach that you struggle with, himself becomes a chelik of oyer. The Malach that, the Ra itself, it's not only the pshat, that the Bria doesn't contain anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't even contain illusions other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Koyach of Ra and the Bria is there to say Shira when the Toy vanquishes it. So that's the pshat. The Malach says, I've been waiting all this time until this morning, because until now I've been until now I haven't accomplished what I'm supposed to accomplish. The tachas of Ra is not to accomplish Ra. It's not to. It's a malach. It's a malach from Kadosh Baruch Hu. His tachas is that when people struggle with him, they bring out much more than they could have brought out without that. It's only when the malach that comes out of the struggle of Ra and Toiv is the Toiv that we take out from the Ra and the Bria. In other words, there were things in the Bria for something to have any mitzvahs, even as an illusion, it must have some sort of Toiv that can be extracted from it. So the Gemara Chazal say that a shek is not koy unless there's an emes, point of emes to it. So a person can reject the sheker totally because it's sheker, but the higher darga and the emes is that sheker has an emes to it, that if you take it out from it, then you have that. Rav Shapiro was here many years ago. He spoke parts of Yishlach. He spoke about Kitzayet Befiv. It's part of the Eitz. He spoke Kitzayet Befiv. That the says Narizal that Reb Meir, different toiv came from Esav. It didn't come despite Esav. It was the koyach that was brought out in the struggle with Esav. Reb Meir was Chorif. Chorif is Shayach when there's a Masa Matan. When there's some sort of back and forth, that's what that koyach is. So the maso matn between Yaakov and the Malach was an extremely deep maso matn. It was a turning point in the understanding of the tachlis of Ra and the Bria. Until Avraham Avinu, Ra was from Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Avraham Avinu, Ra was seen as being a real metzias in the Bria, which is Avodah Zarah, and that's a terrible sheker. Avraham Avinu showed that the sheker as a sheker was an illusion, and it had no raglayim, it had nothing to stand on, and it has no power. Yaakov Avinu showed that in the struggle with Ra, there is something attached to it, just like when I shake something, And I get an afar out of it. That afar was attached to the other chayfets, and by beating it, I took out the afar. The same thing, if I take Ra and I struggle with it, in the struggle I dislodge nekudas of toiv that become that are the ultimate tachlis of the Bria. Chazal, when they describe over there, in Shir HaShirim, the Afkas Reichel. So Chazal are telling us the following milus of Yaakov as Avram Yitzchok. It says Yitzchok got everything from Avram, everything. He did not. Yitzchok had a shleimus that he was mekabled kol kuli everything toy from Avram, but that's it. The ability to take out more from the Bria than more than you have isn't, and that's why Avram and Yitzchak are the Moir Levena. They are two types of psamim, two types of toiv in the Bria, but they're limited. When a person has Moir, he has Moir, he has Levena, Levena. He has Kinnabosim, he has Kinnabosim. Each and every psamim that I have, that's what I have. So if a person is Yerish something, if I'm Yerish $1 million, I have $1 million. If I'm Yerish $1 billion, I have $1 billion. But not more than that. And I don't have the ability to make more than that. The mashal with Yaakov is a whole different type. Afkas Reichel means, because a Reichel engages the world, when a Reichel does business, when a person buys something as a consumer, the person gets the chayfetz and is left with the chayfetz. That's the mitzvah of it. There's no ribuy. If I buy a car, I bought a car. If a car dealer buys a car and sells it, the car and the car dealer is a chetimtza for more cars. If a person owns a car, you expect him after 10 years to own one car, and after 20 years to own one car, and that's what he has. That's the end product. A reichel, you expect to be marbe, because maso matan is a process of using something's leverage to take something else out. So the person takes one car and makes a little more money in it, and buys other cars, makes more money, and buys more cars. The Chazal are telling us, Klal Yisrael has another area, milchama, pragmatia, all of those are areas where the struggle is moiled a toisefet, whereas a defensive struggle, a nitzachin is halavai, so halavai I would get to keep what I have. In maso matan, whether it's milchamtoi or maso matan, both of them are something that create more wealth than you have. So normally when somebody sees somebody going to milchama, he says, oh my gosh, I wonder how much milchama is going to cost him. But a milchama brings sholol, and if you're a natseach, you come out a lot richer than you were. If somebody goes to the store and buys something, so that money's gone. If somebody does maso matan, he theoretically is marbe's money. He buys something for a little less money, it's worth a little more, and buy and sells that, and so on and so forth. Maso matan, pragmatia, is reichel, is pragmatia. Milchama are all in yonim that a person is noisiv and noisin and gets. That's also the pshat in Torah of Klal Yisrael, because it's interesting. Both of these in Yonim you find in Torah. There's maso matan of halacha, and there's milchamto shel Torah. Why these terms? Both these terms, exactly the terms that he was using to describe the pragmatia and reichlus and milchamos of Klal Yisrael. He says Torah of Klal Yisrael. Those two in Yonim. You find it's interesting that those two nyanim are idioms used by Chazal to describe Milchamta Shel Torah Maso Matan. The answer is because in a mitzvah you don't have more than the mitzvah. A person invests his time to do a mitzvah kilchasa, he has the mitzvah kilchasa. He invests more time, it's better. But every mitzvah at the price of every other mitzvah. If I'm focused now on you know, Isaac Mitzvah, if I'm focused now on watching the Aveda, then I can't give the Ani a pruta. Each and every point that I do in the world of mitzvahs is limited to that. And what do I have if I put on tefillin with big kavana? I have the mitzvah tefillin with big kavana. That's what I have. Torah has a chelik to it, that in the maso matan, specifically of Torah, and the milchamta shel Torah, a person, a lot more comes out than came in. It was like Rabbi Yochanan when he bemoaned the loss of Ish Lakish, and he you know when the other one tried to replace it by telling him Rayas, he said, I don't need Rayas, don't add anything to me. If I have kashas that I need to answer and to think about, in the struggle to answer the nekudas, I'm arviach a lot more points because it opens up more areas. So in Torah you have a musik that milchamta shel Torah and maso matan of Torah, both of them are marbe the Torah that you have. So if we look at what Chazal came up with. So Chazal came up with they said Avram and Yitzchak's milus are personal milus. Avram was the roish of the avis, and therefore his mila is that he initiated the toiv and the bria. Yitzchak preserved the toiv and the bria. Yiras Hashem tahira, medes la'ad. Everything that Yaakov Avram had, Yitzchak took. Yitzchak was the perfectly kibble and took everything. Those are two milas. Yaakov Avinu is a whole new mila. Yaakov Avinu is the mila of being able through maso matan and melchama to be marba what came before. He's able to extract from the other something that adds to him. So when I buy the car, I my money is gone. When a merchant buys a car, in the buying of the car, he also now has more buying potential. That's the mila of Reichlis and Lachantos Lotero. If you want to go a tad deeper into this, the midah of Yaakov, as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak, Avram had a very specific midah, Kiduat Chesed. Yitzchak's midah is a midah of Din, of Gvurat, and that's a second midah. Yaakov's midah is to extract the gain where one plays off one against the other. When I have one midah, the best I could do is to do it b'shleimus. So if I'm about chesed, the best I can do is do chesed to the ultimate. If I'm a person of mishpat and tzedek, I can lay down the law as sharply as possible. That's the most I can do. It'll never be more than that. When I have both tools, and I have a maso matan, which and when do I use each hanhaga? Then it becomes a very, very different. Then I have many more. Once I'm multiplying one by the other, I have an incredibly greater amount that was noilad from the two together. It's just like if I were to take a zohar and a keva, a man or woman. The toilodas are, a man has koiches, I can extract 100% of his koiches. A woman has koiches, I can extract 100% of her koiches. But when I'm mezavik the two, it's an almost endless amount of koiches that come out. Because in the matching up of two things, the masa matan, that's when I get a productivity of chiddush that I don't have any other place. So Yaakov took the darg of avos to a whole new place. He was able to take the darg of toiv and move it into the world of rochlus, milchamtoi, things where he's able to deal with the outside and in the struggle to realize the toiv. The nekuda that the Megala Mukis brought out, that the avak is something that sticks to a person that's not really part of the person. I incidentally, as I walk, my body picks up dust. So, for the person who is a shleimistic person, for the person whose only his only mahalach is to keep what you have. So I say, listen, this person worked very hard to keep what he has, but you know what? Nobody's perfect. There's gargirim of avak ribis, avak lashon hara, avak zela. It sticks to a person, and that's where the sultan came to be mekatrik. That's where the sarshal esav came to point out that in the struggle, I loosen some. You know, it's just like when the Sutton came by Eiv, and Akash Provo told him, "Look at Eiv. Eiv is fantastic. He can't get better than Eiv." So the Sutton shook him up, and when you shake something up, things begin to fall apart. It's like when you take something, a very strong item, And sometimes look at it, it's so strong, it's so nice, and I start shaking it hard, things begin to fall off. And that was what the Satan did with Eov, and that's what the Malach tried to do. The Malach said, Yaakov is a Bechir Shebavis, he's perfect. If I shake him up hard enough, there's going to be a Avak that's going to come out. An Avak Ribis, an Avak Lashon Hara, and so on. The Yaakov was in the same Avak. He says, when think about the Chazal that he brings. We appreciate light. Light is nice. When it's smoggy outside, it's dark. It covers the light, and we call it Choshech. But when thousands of Talmid Chachamim got up from the Kala from the Yachid Kala of Rav Hunav, and the Avak that they were Mala brightened the world with Kvod Shemayim. People looked up and said, what a ha'ara of Kvod Shemayim, that so many rivers, Alpha Yisrael, came together to learn. So in that Avak, it was incidental to their learning. But that Avak created Kvod Shemayim. So it created a Kvod Shemayim that wasn't even, they were sitting and learning the Gatzchav at Talmud Torah. The Avak that came out of it was the addition, just like the Avak Ribis and Avak is the Chisaron in Shleimus. The Avak that comes out from Toiv becomes a Maila Sheba. So the Ve'avik Ish Imoy, Ve'avik means they struggled on the Avak Sheba. And if Yaakov Avinu's pastor would have just been to defend what he has, then he would have lost. Because even in the cleanest and nicest beged, there's a little bit of vak of a little bit of vak that's soilless. But when the avak becomes kvoid shemayim, let's give it an example. Let's say a person goes to some sort of event. Let's take something a little bit just more down. So it could be if everybody has a seat, it's pleasant. If it's crowded, it's a little less pleasant. If it's very crowded, a person feels very unpleasant. But let's say a person goes to something like Chvesasi Mashas or Birchas Kanim or something like that in Koisel, and there's a big crowd there. So it's not that it's very comfortable to be crowd. But there's a tremendous sense of nachas ruach from the makhalos rivas alfa Yisrael. So the crowdedness becomes an expression of that which I'm looking for. The avak itself of so many people coming to look for emes becomes enlightening instead of darkening. So we have here a turning point of Yaakov and of Yaakov as opposed to the other Avis. It's a whole new Mahalach in Klal Yisrael. The Avis, Avraham Avinu brought into the world the Toiv, and Yitzchak preserved it, and he brought into Klal Yisrael the Midah to keep every drop that was given to Klal Yisrael. Kol that Avraham had, he kept. Yaakov gave the Farasta. Yaakov gave the ability to expand it. Where do we expand it? Once you have all the Toiv and the Bria, where can you get more Toiv? You've gotten the Toiv out of every Nekud. Avram took the Toiv and the Bria. So where's the more Toiv? The answer is go back to that listim. That listim has something. As a listim, Beteris, an alternative, there's nothing there. But there's in the avak of that listim, there lies Sayyid Befiv. There lies something that you need to be able to take away from him. Reb Meir lies in Esav, the Bnei Banav of Esav, none of Haman. There is toiv over there that needs to be extracted, and that will become yours. And it comes dafka through a struggle, through a masa matan, through some sort of mahalach where you need to engage the other, and you need to struggle. And when you've won, you didn't just win. You got something that didn't exist before. The Yaakov Avinu's name where was Yisrael on the struggle itself. Kisariso, he's named for the struggle because the struggle is something that is the atzmius of what it's all about. No, on Yaakov it says Bishakalesha Bishalva, Koftal of Rugza, this Rugza, that was the other one. Because Yaakov Avinu's Maila laid Dafka through the Milchama and the Brakmak and so on. When a person develops himself to become the Tsur Ruchnis, the Kaimer Ruchnis that he's looking forward to, so every person starts with a struggle. Obviously, if you come to, if we'd come to this world anashim shleimim, there'd be no tachlis for it, and we wouldn't come to this world. So every person comes with things that pull him towards what's not toif. And the first approach needs to be to be mahavel havla olam hazeh. A person needs to understand that yom olam hazeh are worthless. And the nyanim of Nitzchias are the toiv, and so on. That's the tchilas dark of each person, to come to the hakara that which is the fantasies that are leading him in every which direction are just that, and so on. That's the first. For some people, it's a fairly easy process. They have a natural netiyah for toiv. They have a natural netiyah for learning. And it goes well. Some people spend the majority of their time struggling, or a large portion of the time struggling. And we ask ourselves, imagine, let's go back to Avram Avinu, to the Moshe Avram. Imagine a person spent a year fighting that listim that the Chacham came and showed he had no feet. So how does the person feel after that year? The person feels, I wasted a year of my life chasing a ghost. I mean, I thought I was this big warrior and I'm going to get a big medal for fighting this dangerous listim, when basically I was sitting and chasing a mirage. It's disheartening. So if it takes a few hours, it takes a few hours, but if it takes a year or 2 years or 3 years, it's not terribly rewarding. And for most everybody, even if the person fairly quickly moves towards toiv, there's still areas that everybody struggles with. Everyone in his own area still has his struggles for a long time, and maybe for a lifetime. And basically that chelik is seen as a failure. You know what? Okay, I wasn't nichshal anything terrible. Great. That's a big nechama when I come up and I say, you know, I wasn't nichshal in the Harag Vayavas. Most other things are negotiable. Not a very good sense a person has. If we look at the struggle as a mistake, if we understand the Yetzirah as a ganev who's scared of the daylight. So that means that the day I'm able to look at it and it clearly, open-eyed, without any wool pulled over my eyes, then I'm going to see I was struggling with empty air. What was that struggle about? For years I struggled not to do shtusim. So what? That's until Yaakov. Klal Yisrael is called Al Shem this night of Yaakov. The oimek of the malach being made to him, it means that the malach was added. This sarishal Esav, it's not the pshat, I realize he's nothing. The sarishal Esav became a mevarach of Yaakov. Yaakov comes to the Achris Hayomim not only having dissipated the Esavs and the sarish Esavs, he comes with the Sarasha Esav saying Shira. When the morning comes, the Sarasha Esav is mitzvah. That's the day he was waiting for to say Shira. The koiches that a person struggles with, in the struggle itself, it just like it sometimes loosens weak points in a person, And that's the avak, the avak of the person, the avak lashar, the avak ribis, etc. Those are the weaknesses that come to the forefront when you struggle in yourself. But a lot more important is what you gain out of the struggle from struggling with something else. Sometimes that some struggle itself makes you a stronger person. Sometimes there are nyanim that you learn and you become wiser from it. Even in learning itself, a person that absorbs things quickly and easily is lacking some of the milas with a person that has to work over everything a half a dozen times to back and forth till he gets it down. There are milas of learning the person gets that he doesn't get if it comes easy. The struggle is meiled toiv. It doesn't just prevent ra. When a person spends, if a chavrusa was able to get something in 5 minutes, it takes me an hour. So not the pshat at the end of the hour, I'm at the same place the other person is, and so I wasted an hour for what he did in 5 minutes. Yes, in certain ikudis, if the person gets it in one shot, he knows what Gemara says, and remembers it, so okay. But something falls out from that struggle. And it's that particular mila that is Klal Yisrael's ikanim, kisarisa. It's the reason why Yaakov asked him for his name. It's incredible. As until that point, Ra had no name. It shouldn't have a name because it doesn't exist. So Yaakov was talking all night. He didn't ask the person, by the way, who are you? He didn't ask it because he knew exactly that it's nothing. Kol Zman, it was still in the dark of Yaakov. It was still living with Avraham Avinu's Tfisa, that Ra has no Metzias. Then Yaakov had no business asking his name because he knew that it doesn't have a name. But when he told him Shalcheni Kol Hashacha, that the struggle has produced a Malach that's now going to say Shira Takarish Baruch Hu, so it has a Metzias. And on that, Yaakov asked him what his name is. And he answered him, it's just like avak. There's avak ribis, there's avak this, avak that. It doesn't have a particular metzias. The etzem metzias of avak is a generic term for a lot of things. The malach said, I'm the malach of struggle. And I stelt zu to whatever person struggles with. I give a different dimension to what comes out. That was the masa matan. So in a person's need to struggle with things that he struggles with, a person needs to understand that when a person finally is victorious, or in as much as he's victorious, it's not the pshat, okay, it's a victory and that's it. Every avoda, every amelus to change, to struggle with, changes it. And kochus ha-nefesh that a person had are added to the toiv. Whatever kochus ha-nefesh he struggled with have nekudas that can be added to toiv, that can enhance the toiv. And it's such a nechama to a person that when the morning comes, he doesn't just see the ghost fade away. And kaloi hoya, ka'ashim tichla. Ka'ashim tichla is not a nechama that I spent the night fighting a mirage. The nechama for us is that shalcheni kol hashacha, that when a person finishes struggling, the struggles itself become a malach that says shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos. What? Patuch means it's not just you menatzeach me, you got out something from me, you gained something from it.
That it has a good